You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Two big events in one day. I have my barf bag, my lucky penny, and some loose tissue stuffed into my pockets as I walk toward the helicopter. It was off, don't worry. I know enough not to walk toward a helicopter that is on. They were checking the helicopter. Who's checking the helicopter? My neighbors. Yep, my neighbors have a helicopter in the field next to their house. I've been watching them take off and land a bunch of times. Nobody I knew had been that close to a helicopter except my great uncle in a war. Helicopters look like bugs to me. Big, cool bugs. Mom disagrees. She wouldn't even let me walk over and talk to the old men the first time I saw it. Sorry, but they are old. I mean, their hair is gray and they use old-fashioned words. Even though they're old, they're still cool, obviously. They know how to fly helicopters. So, what's with the helicopter? I asked when I stopped in after school. What do you mean, what's with it? The shorter one answered. I mean, sorry, like, whose is it? How did you learn to fly it? Is there room for me someday? How fast does it go? How high does it go? When? The taller one interrupted. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's with it? Means a lot of questions, I see. He laughed in a kind of way that didn't make me embarrassed. Let's skip all those questions for now, son. See again? I'm not his son, but older guys say that. We're getting in hours on this rented ship so we can fly it to Austin for the total eclipse next month. I know all about the total solar eclipse coming up. Mom and I tried to book a campground so we could see it, but it was sold out. Then we tried to borrow my uncle's big van, but he was using it. Then I think my mom forgot about it. Sit in it, Tom, the shorter one said. I hesitated because I thought I could accidentally start it up. It's okay. You can't break it. Climb in. That's when I realized they remembered my name, but I didn't remember theirs. You're not going to believe it, but I climbed in that helicopter. While the tall one continued the pre-flight check, I learned that from them. The shorter one was telling me the names of everything. All I can remember is the word collective, because I thought, I want to collect helicopters when I grow up. Just then, two cell phones rang, mine and the tall one's. He said, "This is Alistair." That's when I learned the tall one was Alistair. My call was from my mom, of course. She knows exactly what time I usually get home, and I was late. When I told her where I was, she was already walking up to us with a phone at her ear. She guessed correctly. The adults chatted and, well, let me just fast forward this story for you. They changed helicopters, and now my mom and I are going too. Yep, this one seats four, and we're going to Austin today. Pre-flight check is done. Alistair and Iggy and my mom and I are strapped in. Yes, I know their names now. Do you think I go into the sky with a couple of old men I didn't know? We all have our eclipse glasses ready. I'm gripping my lucky penny and my stomach feels fine. Mom looks a little pale. The blades are rotating. Sorry, I gotta go now. We are about to be airborne.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!